This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With a couple of very notable exceptions over the past 40 or 50 years, primetime network comedies usually try to stay in pretty safe territory. Because with 30-second ads selling for around $100,000, makes sense, right? Offending advertisers can be expensive. But what happens to a show that was slightly edgy to start with, what happens to it when the politics of the moment change, when social and cultural shifts and events make it relevant in ways that maybe nobody expected? Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
The Real O'Neills is, in many ways, a par for the course network comedy.
It's a family comedy that centers on an Irish Catholic family in Chicago.
That's Casey Johnson, one of the show's executive producers. In the pilot episode,
this perfect veneer of a family crashes in a night. And it's just it's a story about the aftermath of all of that and how this family kind of comes together.
Toss in a few musical numbers, and you have a not unfamiliar formula. But The Real O'Neills, which is finishing up its second season this month on ABC, is different in one big way. At its heart, it's about a teenage boy coming out.
I finally have a boyfriend. It's gonna last forever.
Aw, so cute.
Well, it hadn't been done before. ABC has this incredible tradition of family comedies, but they hadn't done it about a gay teenager.
During the first season of the show, national politics lined up with the show's message of acceptance. She says the writers celebrated the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage, rainbow cake and all. But during the second season, those politics have changed. The Republican Party has traditionally been less friendly to the LGBTQ community. President Trump recently reversed an Obama policy that allowed transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice. Some Republican lawmakers are actively hostile toward gay rights. And that shift has cast the show in a new light.
Initially, we were scared that, oh God, maybe people are going to run away from it. I think some of us still feel that way.
David Windsor is also an executive producer on The Real O'Neills.
Personally, I feel that the show is more relevant now than ever.
But relevance is tricky for network comedies, especially political relevance in moments of big cultural change. Rewind to the 1960s, the counterculture movement, Vietnam.
Largely, television avoided confronting it.
That's David Bushman from the Paley Center for Media. He says networks were making plenty of money, running shows like Green Acres and the Beverly Hillbillies.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed.
The Mod Squad had hippies, but the hippies were actually cops.
Those things were okay, but basically you didn't want to go too near the heart of the issues that were divisive, because A, you'd be turning off a good part of your audience. B, you'd be turning off advertisers.
Over time, says Bushman, scripted primetime comedies became more relevant. From All in the Family back in the 70s,
those were the days,
to Blackish today.
Okay, so I'm just your standard, regular old, incredibly handsome, unbelievably charismatic black dude.
But Bushman says those same business calculations still apply.
But I'm not looking to see a full-scale assault of any kind on the Trump movement in primetime network television. I would be shocked if we did.
Which brings us back to The Real O'Neills, how to make sense of its newfound relevance, its political relevance, at the same time it stays true to what it is, a comedy meant for everyone. Here's Windsor again, one of the executive producers for the show.
For us, from the beginning, and it continues to be true, we've always wanted it to be a conversation.
But whether that's a conversation ABC thinks its audience wants to keep having, we'll know that later this spring, when it announces plans to cancel or renew The Real O'Neills. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.